Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where you can't distinguish between reality and artificially created content, where deepfakes and synthetic media can spread like wildfire, causing irreparable damage to individuals and society. This is the world we live in today, and it's becoming increasingly important to regulate this space. Recently, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, notified the IT Amendment Rules 2026, which aim to do just that. First, let's understand the legal framework and background of these amendment rules. The IT Act 2000, specifically Section 79, provides a safe harbor provision for intermediaries, such as social media platforms and search engines, which means they are not liable for third-party content if they observe due diligence. The IT Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules, 2021, introduced grievance redressal, content monitoring, and OTT self-regulation. The 2026 amendment rules strengthen the 2021 rules by adding a new synthetic media layer. What makes this significant is that these rules introduce mandatory AI content labeling, a 2-hour takedown window for deepfakes and non-consensual nudity, and strengthen safe harbor conditions for major platforms. The definition of synthetic media under these rules includes audiovisual content created or altered algorithmically that appears indistinguishable from a natural person or real-world event. However, minor automatic smartphone camera touch-ups, such as portrait mode smoothing or auto-color correction, are explicitly excluded from this definition. Crucially, platforms must display prominent labeling on AI-generated or AI-altered content and seek user disclosure. If a user created or significantly altered content using AI, they must declare this at the time of upload. If a user fails to disclose, the platform must either prominently label it as potentially AI-generated or remove it. This creates a shared responsibility model where both the platform and the user are responsible. Now, let's look at the faster takedown windows introduced by these rules. The 2021 rules required platforms to act within 24 to 36 hours of receiving takedown orders. The 2026 amendment introduces category-specific windows, with a 2-hour window for non-consensual nudity and deepfakes. This is a significant reduction in time, reflecting the fact that viral deepfakes can cause irreversible reputational damage within hours. It is worth pausing here to note that the safe harbor implications of these rules are significant. Non-compliance with the new labeling, takedown, and disclosure obligations constitutes failed due diligence. Specifically, platforms that knowingly permit, promote, or fail to act on violative synthetic content lose Section 79 safe harbor protection, becoming directly liable. This is a significant escalation from the 2021 framework, which primarily focused on grievance redressal and content removal. Building on this, the decentralized enforcement mechanism introduced by these rules allows states to designate multiple officers for issuing takedown orders. This decentralizes enforcement but raises concerns about inconsistent application and potential misuse by state authorities. Now, let us turn to the constitutional and rights dimensions of these rules. The mandatory labeling of AI content is arguably a reasonable restriction under Article 19(2) of the Constitution, which deals with public order, decency, morality, and national security. However, a blanket requirement to label all AI content may face challenges, particularly for artistic AI content, such as AI-assisted music or digital art, where no deception is intended. And here is something that surprises many students: the protection of individuals from non-consensual deepfakes falls squarely within the privacy dignity dimension of Article 21, as expanded in the K.S. Puttaswamy v. Union of India case, 2017. This is a critical aspect of these rules as it aims to safeguard individuals' right to privacy and dignity. Now, let us look at the global comparisons. The EU AI Act 2024 requires disclosure for AI-generated deepfakes unless for artistic or satirical purposes and prohibits real-time biometric surveillance in public spaces. In the USA, there is no federal AI law, but California has enacted laws addressing deepfakes in porn and political contexts. China's deepfake regulations, 2022, require real name registration for deepfake creators and mandatory watermarking. But why does this matter? The challenges in implementation are significant, particularly the detection technology gap, where current AI-generated content detection tools have accuracy rates of 60 to 85%, which is insufficient for regulatory enforcement. The scale of the problem is also enormous, with Meta's platforms alone handling around 3 billion users globally, and the volume of AI-generated content expanding exponentially. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IT Amendment Rules 2026 are effective from 20th February 2026 and are based on the IT Act 2000 and the IT Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. The rules introduce a 2-hour takedown window for non-consensual nudity and deepfakes and a 3-hour window for court or government-ordered illegal content. Synthetic media is defined as audiovisual content created or altered algorithmically that appears indistinguishable from a natural person or real-world event, with exemptions for minor automatic smartphone camera enhancements. The rules require prominent labeling of all AI-generated content, and users must disclose AI creation or alteration at the time of upload. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the IT Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021, the IT Act 2000, Section 79, and the definition of synthetic media under the 2026 rules. For mains, GS2, focus on government policies on digital governance, regulation of social media and OTT platforms, intermediary liability framework, right to privacy, and digital rights, as well as comparisons with global AI regulatory frameworks. For GS3, consider artificial intelligence regulation, cybersecurity, deepfakes, and disinformation, and the impact of technology on society. In conclusion, the IT Amendment Rules 2026 mark a significant step towards regulating deepfakes and synthetic media in India, with implications for digital governance, privacy, and freedom of speech. As we move forward in this rapidly evolving space, it's essential to stay informed and adapt to the changing landscape. The intersection of technology, law, and society is a critical area of study, and understanding these dynamics is crucial for navigating the complexities of our digital world.